Jim Jordan, Tom McClintock, Biden's DHS must answer for Laken Riley's murder. By John Binder on February 27, 2024. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, and Immigration Subcommittee Chairman Tom McClintock, RCA, are demanding President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, release all details related to Jose Antonio Ibarra, the Venezuelan illegal alien charged with beating 22-year-old Laken Riley to death. 26-year-old illegal alien Jose Antonio Ibarra from Venezuela was arrested and charged with kidnapping and murdering Augusta University nursing student Laken Riley on February 22 while she was out for a morning jog around the University of Georgia campus in Athens. Riley, according to News Nation, used the apartment complex where Ibarra lived as part of a shortcut route in her morning jogs. Ibarra's neighbors said it is possible the illegal alien knew her schedule and stalked her beforehand. In a letter to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Jordan and McClintock call on the agency to hand over Ibarra's immigration history in the United States as well as all details about his entries into the U.S. and where the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency ever lodged a detainer against him. Jordan and McClintock write, "Criminal aliens exploit vulnerabilities in our nation's immigration system to the detriment of those in the United States. The Biden administration's border and immigration policies only increase the likelihood that criminal aliens will successfully enter and remain in the U.S., emphasis added. The congressmen are asking Mayorkas to respond with information on Ibarra no later than March 12. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green, RTN, is asking Mayorkas for similar information on Ibarra by March 11, including all internal DHS communications mentioning the illegal alien and Riley's murder. This tragedy further underscores the committee's serious concerns about the security of our nation and the potential for criminal aliens to take advantage of the glaring vulnerabilities created by the Biden administration's open border policies," Green writes. Arrest affidavits reviewed by People magazine detail Riley's gruesome murder, allegedly at the hands of Ibarra. Jose Ibarra, who has been charged in connection with Riley's death, allegedly brutalized the victim by disfiguring her skull, according to an arrest affidavit reviewed by People, emphasis added. According to the affidavit, Ibarra is also accused of using an object to harm Riley during the incident, though authorities did not provide further details, emphasis added. Ibarra allegedly physically hindered the victim from making a 911 call. The affidavit claims, adding that he also allegedly dragged her body to a secluded area. Emphasis added. According to ICE officials, Ibarra first arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border in September 2022 near El Paso, Texas, and was quickly released into the nation's interior by DHS. In August 2023, Ibarra was arrested in New York City for allegedly injuring a child and violating motor vehicle rules. Ibarra, thanks to New York City's sanctuary policy, was released from jail before ICE agents could request custody of him via detainer. Georgia State Representative Houston Gaines, R., has since revealed that Ibarra was arrested for shoplifting at a Walmart in Athens in October 2023. A bench warrant was issued in December 2023 after he failed to appear in court. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.